Here comes the earth-shattering secret that was never meant for public ears. In front of the crowds, Jesus spoke of the kingdom of heaven as something distant, something to wait for, something beyond this broken world. Safe language that wouldn't get him crucified, yet. But when the masses left and only his inner circle remained around that flickering fire, everything changed. "The kingdom of heaven is within you," he whispered in Luke 17, verse 21. Present tense, not coming someday, not earned through good behavior, not waiting beyond death, here, now. Accessible in this very breath. But the word he used in Aramaic, Malkutha, carries explosive meaning that most translations completely bury. It doesn't just mean kingdom, it means reign, rulership, sovereign power. He was telling them, divine consciousness reigns within you right now. You have sovereign power over your reality right now. You can access infinite creative force right now. Drop beneath your thoughts for 10 seconds. Sink into that vast awareness that watches even your watching. Feel that spaciousness? That's not your mind, that's the kingdom. You just touched what Jesus died to reveal. This is why the religious authorities wanted him silenced. Not because he claimed divinity, but because he taught that everyone could access divine consciousness directly. No temple tax, no priest's permission, no institution standing between you and infinite source. The kingdom within isn't a metaphor for good feelings. It's the actual frequency of creation that you can tune into at will. It's consciousness recognizing itself as the very ground of existence. But this was just the beginning. What he revealed next about the true nature of your flesh and blood body would have gotten him stoned to death on the spot. What he said about your physical form.